It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior Basketball Game of the Night. And it's brought to you in part by Center Coast Hospital, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, Ayuchi Hamlet, Del Norte Tire, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, Chimney Craft, England Marine, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Service, Del Norte Office Supply, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, and Eco Nutrients. And now it's time for our basketball game of the night right here on 97.9 KPOD Country.
Del Norte High's boys basketball team begins the second half of its spring season tonight as the Crusaders of St. Bruner's High come to Tunum Gymnasium for a critical battle here in Crescent City. Hi, I'm John Pritchett. Thank you for joining us here on KPOD 97.9 FM and on DelNorteSports.com. Warrior broadcasts are brought to you by Center Coast Hospital, Ayuchi Hamlet, and the newest member of the legendary Sportscasters Club, more John Napa Auto Parts. We'll be back with the Warrior pregame show right after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time for the pregame show. We'll be right back with a rundown on tonight's game.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And it's brought to you by Del Norte Tire. Our roots are here, not just our branches. And H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed.
Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride on 97.9 FM, online at kpodfm.com and DelNorteSports.com. Go Warriors!
If you or someone you love needs chemotherapy or other infusion services, kind, compassionate care is close to home. Sutter Coast Hospital's Infusion Center in Crescent City is here to serve your infusion needs more conveniently. Our infusion center, located right behind the hospital in Crescent City, is spacious and peaceful and features 9 large, roomy infusion areas and an oncology clinic. Most importantly, you and your family are not alone in your fight against cancer. From diagnosis through treatment and survivorship, oncologists and other specialists at Sutter Coast Hospital work with you to provide the best care and comfort possible. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 707-464-8998 or visit sutterhealth.org/coast.
We're back with the Del Norte Warrior pregame show on 97.9 KPOD and online at kpodfm.com.
Welcome back to the Warrior pregame show. John Pritchett with you here in Tunum Gymnasium. Earlier tonight in junior varsity action, Del Norte improved to 5-0 with a 48-40 victory over St. Bernard's. Nani Scott came through with 21 points for the winner. So let's take a look at tonight's varsity battle. Both teams come in with 3-1 records. Del Norte is coming off its hard-fought victory Tuesday at South Fork High, 46-35. The Warriors fell behind early but battled back for the win. Caleb Price played a key role, scoring 11 points and rallying after suffering a laceration that required treatment before he returned. Edwin Zepeda had another good effort, scoring 8 for Del Norte. What was not so good for the Warriors was the free throw line, where Del Norte was a miserable 8 of 21. Now, last Saturday against Arcata, Del Norte was just 11 of 21 at the line, and the Warriors lost by 4 points. Now, Coach Mark Slayton said free throws were a focus on yesterday during practice with an emphasis on building confidence. He also said that this St. Bernard's team will be well-coached, well-disciplined, and that tonight's game will be a challenge for his Warriors. St. Bernard's has wins over McKinleyville, Eureka, and Ferndale, and its lone loss was to Fortuna, 56-55. So this Crusader team is just a basket away from being undefeated. Two teams feature different styles. Del Norte likes to get the ball inside. The Crusaders love to shoot from outside. St. Bernard's has made just 22 of 74 three-pointers. Excuse me, Del Norte has made just 16, with 9 of those coming from Justin Pinkham, the team's leading scorer. St. Bernard's coach Isaac Gilbia says he loves the way his players have filled roles. the way they are competing and playing hard with each possession. It helps that he has a transfer point guard, senior Lito Cavallate, who has stepped in and become a leader on the squad. He's averaging 16 points a game. So let's take a look at the starters for both teams here. For St. Bernard's, number 3, Bodie Joyner. He's a senior, averaging a couple points a game. Number 4, junior Drew Visner, who is in double figures at 12.8, and he's also the team's leading three-point shooter, having hit 7 of 32 this season. Number 15 is Remy Campbell, a senior, averaging 7 a contest. Number 12, Owen Shanahan. He's a sophomore, putting in 11.5 a game. His little sister led the Crusaders last night in their win over Del Norte. And number 1, Lido Cavallate, the transfer senior from Stockton, who leads the team at 16 points a game. And for the 3-1 Del Norte Warriors, number 5, 6'6 senior Caleb Price, one of the 3 Warriors averaging in double figures. He's coming in at 11 a game. Number 11, 6'3 senior Peyton Swan, averaging 5 points a game and coming off a strong effort against Southport. Number 12, 6 foot junior Caleb Donson, the point guard, who's averaging 4 a contest. Number 23, 6'1 junior Edwin Zepeda. He's averaging 12 a game and has been the team's most consistent player at both ends of the court this season. And number 32, Jensen Pincombe, 6 foot senior, scoring 12.8 a game, including a high of 23 against Hoopa Valley. The Warriors are coached by Mark Slayton, the 1985 Del Norte High graduate, in his second year with a 26-3 overall record. Del Norte has dominated St. Bernard's in this rivalry in recent years. They've won 9 in a row over the Crusaders, including a 57-45 victory on January 28, 2020. Last night at St. Bernard's High, the Crusaders shocked Del Norte High girls team 65-52, ending Del Norte's win streak at 3. The Warriors trailed by as many as 30 points, but came charging back in the fourth quarter and cut the margin down to 10. But the Crusaders made a couple key baskets down the stretch, and that put the game away. Jaden Clifton had a game-high 24 points for Del Norte, 18 in the second half. Del Norte girls are back in action tonight. They're back in Eureka, actually, at Eureka High, taking on the Loggers. Now, tomorrow night, Del Norte takes on Eureka in boys' action here in Tunin Gymnasium. That will be senior night, so the seniors will be honored. Unfortunately, no general admission seating is going to be allowed. Just parents are coming in because of COVID. But the game will be broadcast on KPOD and DelNorteSports.com. Taking a look at the referees for tonight's game, the veteran crew with Nate Levitt, Justin Useless, and an old friend returning to the scene of his crimes, Buzz McCullough. Come over, he'll do tonight's game and tomorrow's game. Buzz, of course, former head coach of the girls team here at Del Norte High. And you haven't lived until you've worked with Buzz as an official at a team league championship game. Ladies and gentlemen, our national anthem. Thank you. 30 seconds away from basketball action, the second half of the Humble Delnor League season this year. Warriors will be in their home white uniforms with the dark blue numerals. The visiting Crusaders from St. Bernard's in their dark green with the white numbers. As we were talking about earlier, Buzz McCullough back to referee tonight. He has been officiating over in the Rogue Valley. He and I worked a team league championship game maybe 15 years ago, and we handed out technical fouls like they were Halloween candy. Only time I've ever been chased out of the gym to the car after refereeing a game. It will be Swan for Del Norte to jump, the 6'3 senior, and he'll be going against Owen Shanahan. He, the sophomore at 6'5. Just useless. We'll throw the ball up in the air. And ladies and gentlemen, we are underway, and the Warriors control the tip. Caleb Dodson with the ball. Outside, man-to-man defense by the Crusaders. High post to Price, now swings it over to the far side. Inside now to Price. He'll back it back out, and the Warriors will set things up again with 20 on the shot clock. Pinkham from the corner, three-pointer off the rim, rebounded by Zepeda. He'll send it out to Swan, and the Warriors will begin again with a fresh shot clock. Dodson penetrates, puts it up with the right hand, rolls off the rim, and rebounded by the Crusaders. St. Bernard's will try a fast break, powering their way up, and a foul will be called on Del Norte. Picking it up will be Peyton Swan. And going to the line will be Lito Tabalate. Hope I'm getting that right. First shot is up. First shot is no good. Bounces off the back rim. No score here. Opening seconds of the game. Here comes the senior's second shot. It's up. And that one rolls in. 1-0 Crusaders in front. No pressure by St. Bernard. They'll pick it up at half court. Dodson, dribbling with the left hand, gets it to Swan at the high post. Hands it off to Pinkham. His three-pointer's off the way. Too strong. And we'll go the other way. That's Weisner with the ball. Gives it up to Shanahan. He'll drive against Swan. Swan cuts him off. And they'll back it all the way out to the center circle and set it up again. Tabalotti with the ball. Passes it back. Now he gets it back and will launch an off-balance three-pointer that goes off the rim and rebounded by Caleb Price. Price will bring it up the court himself, past the timeline. Now he backs up with Shanahan guarding him. Comes around the other way and hands it off to Dodds, center circle. Penetrates, finds Pink's three-pointer. That one's no good. And another rebound for St. Bernard. Delmar coming out cold to start the game. Shanahan's three-pointer misses everything. Pinkham goes up high, grabs the rebound, takes it himself, swings it over. Dodson, three-pointer, wide open, too strong, and rebounded by the Crusaders. Both teams having trouble scoring early. Layup, up and in. Coast to coast, but Babalotti. And just like that, Coach Slayton wants a timeout so he can talk to his troops and see if he can get them to settle down a little bit. That gives us a chance to say hello to our Sportscaster Club members as Del Norte leads 3-0 with 6:12 to go here in the opening quarter. Members of the legendary Sportscasters Club include Del Norte Tire. The Barnes family says our roots are here, not just our branches. H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed. Hambro, WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. Chimney Craft, working for you since 92. Chimney Craft has been keeping you warm and happy. England Marine, fishing, marine, outdoor equipment, Go Warriors, and Valvoline, instant oil change. Get your oil changed in about 15 minutes. 3-0 our score. And that's all courtesy of Lito Pavolotti, senior transfer from Stockton. Del Norte will get the ball, and now St. Bernard's will show a little man-on-man pressure, but then they back right off just for token, just for show. Far side over to Zepeda. And he gives it over to Price at the high post. Finds Pinkham. He'll line up the three, launches it, in and out, no good, and another rebound. Delnor yet to get an offensive rebound tonight. 3-0. Crusaders in front. Long three-pointer on the way. Rims out. Pinkham with another rebound himself. He'll dribble with his left hand. Finds Dodson. And Dodson will bring it back out. Hands it over to Price, the senior. Gives it over to the junior, Zepeda. Now back to Price. 16 to shoot. Into the corner. Pinkham. And they're going to work it around the horn. Down to 10. Kind of a stagnant set. Backdoor cut to Pinkham. Gets knocked into the hands of Dodson. His shot goes up. Misses it. But there for the first offensive rebound of the night is Caleb Price. And it's 3-2 as he scores with 5:05 to go first quarter. Pavlotti drives all the way. And a foul is going to be called prior to the shot. Dodson picks up the foul, second team. Price, with a big bandage on his face, and a defensive miscue by the Warriors leaves Owen Shanahan all by himself under the basket, and he slams it home emphatically for a 5-2 lead for the Crusaders. Pinkham with the ball, gets it to Price, rainbow shot is good. From 15 feet. 5-4 our score. Caleb Price has all four Delmar points. Shanahan with the ball way outside, right in front of the Warrior bench. Inside now. That's Campbell. He gets blocked. Now he gets it back. Inside, nice pass. Misses the shot. And rebound by Zepeda of Delmar. Dodson, the junior, will bring the ball up court. Across the timeline, tries to go left side, gets cut off by Pavlotti. Now to Swan around the horn to Pinkham. Swings it all the way out now. Far side to Price. 15 to shoot. Now to Swan. He'll drive. Dipsy do rolls off the rim. No good. And we go the other way. Pavlotti with the ball. Kicks it out. Far side. Thought about a three. And foul will be called on Delnor. And that is going to be the second on Caleb Dodson. So now Coach Mark Slayton has to wonder, does he bring out his sophomore point guard? Steal by Delnor, poked away by Swan, and gathered in by Zepeda. Dodson with the ball, hands it off to Pinkham. Now back inside. Pinkham gets it. His jump hook is short and rebounded by the Crusaders. Pavlotti, long three-pointer, misses everything. He and Dodson go down. Outlet it to Dodson, who got up quickly. Puts it up off the glass. It falls off, but he will go to the line for two shots. Chance for Delmar to take the lead. First team foul against the Crusaders goes against Visner. And Dodson will go to the line. He's 3 of 8 at the free throw line this year. As mentioned earlier, Warriors have really struggled at the free throw line, and that was way short as well. Swan comes out, and coming in for Delnor is Nani Scott, who earned praise from Coach Slayton, playing better and better. Just a sophomore, he's 6'2". Dodson's second one is up. That one rattles in. And we are tied at 5 with 3:13 to go first quarter. Into the game now for Delnor is Wyatt Robeson. And he'll take over the point guard duties for Delnor with Dodson on the bench with a couple fouls. Pavlotti with the ball, gets a screen. Stutter steps, reverse layup, and scores. Big league play by the senior. 7-5, Crusaders in front. On the Center Coast Hospital scoreboard. Zepeda swings it over to Pinkham. Pinkham looking to get it inside. He does. Finds Zepeda wide open for an easy basket. And we're tied at 7. And timeout is called by St. Bernard. As Delmar seemingly getting a little bit more in the flow of the game has come back to tie with 2:41. It gives us a chance to say hello to some more of our Sportscaster Club members, which include Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment in Crescent City and Brookings. Crescent City Glass. If it's glass, they work with it, serving you since 1947. And McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services for tax, bookkeeping, and payroll services. Check in with McFerrin's. And if you want to take advantage of the absolute, no doubt about it, end of the story, best value in advertising on the North Coast, give us a call tomorrow at 464-1000 and say you want to be a member of the legendary Sportscasters Club. It's more than just athletics. Crusaders with the ball. Way outside with it is Campbell, with Pinkham guarding him. Now over to Shanahan, who swings it back, and eventually it goes in the hands of Pavlotti. He'll back all the way up. Long three-pointer. Good. That was Dame Lillard distance. That came in from the Surf Hotel, and it's 10-7. Pinkham with the ball. He'll take a three himself. That one looks good, but it's off the rim, and another rebound for the Crusaders, who have won the battle of the boards. Another three-pointer on the way, and it's no good. Rebounded by Price. Babalotti has no qualms about letting it fly. Price crossed the timeline. Warriors trail 10-7. Price gets a screen from Pinkham. Still on the far side, now on the low block to Pinkham. The six-footer fadeaway jumper comes up short as Pinkham has just been unable to knock the lid off the basket here in the first quarter. Babalotti gets a screen. He gets double-teamed, runs into Zepeda, but the foul will go against Zepeda. Much to the chagrin of Del Norte coach Mark Slayton. 1:20 to go, first quarter, 10-7. Crusaders in front on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Both teams 3-1 this season. Babalotti gives it over to Shanahan with Scott guarding him. Sophomore versus sophomore. Baseline. Shot is blocked by Price, but rebounded by the Crusaders, and a foul is called, and it will go against Caleb, his first. Fifth team foul against Del Norte. Just one against the Crusaders. Demetrius Rawson will go to the line for two shots. Makes the first. 11-7 our score. As Swan comes back in and Pinkham will take a quick break. And you can see the look on Judson's face, how frustrated he is. He's getting good shots, good looks, but they just have not gone down so far tonight. Comes Rawson's second shot. He's a 44% shooter so far this season, and he's 50% at this time. But the Crusaders hustle and get the ball. Three-point shot on the way, no good, and rebounded by Swan as Dorsch's long shot was way off to the right. With the ball is Robeson. He gives it over to Price. Now to Scott around the horn to Zepeda. Far side, finds Robeson. He'll line up the three, lets it fly off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Price, who puts it in. Price has a pair of offensive rebound baskets, and it's 11-9 with 30 seconds to go. Three-pointer on the way for the Crusaders, no good. Scott comes up, grabs the rebound, gives it to Price, and the Warriors will play for the last shot. With the ball, directing traffic, picks up his dribble and finds Swan at the top of the key. Now to Zepeda, right in front of the St. Bernard's bench. To 11 seconds. Robeson with the ball. Quick pass to Price. Now to Swan, far side. Six to shoot. Takes a look at the clock. Pump fakes. Puts it up. Shot is blocked out of bounds. The Warriors will get it back with 1.6 seconds to go. Coach Slayton calls the play. It will be Swan inbounding. Looking, sends it way outside to Zepeda. He'll put up the three at the buzzer, and it's no good off to the left. Billmart has trouble putting the ball in the basket, but thanks to two offensive rebound baskets by Caleb Price, Billmart only trails by two as we go into the second quarter. It's 11-9, and we're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's It's time now for the Athlete of the Week, and it's brought to you by Lisa McCowan. Call Lisa when you want great service and State Farm Insurance. And now, the Athlete of the Week. It's time now for the Athlete of the Week, and it's brought to you by Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance. Call your local State Farm agent, Lisa McCowan, for your auto, renter's, home, and life insurance. 707-465-1799. And the Athletes of the Week are Blaine Winningham and Peyton Swan from track. The two Warrior seniors collected two of the white stars the Warriors earned at the Humboldt-Del Norte League Track Championship meet held Saturday at Fortuna High School. Blaine Winningham and Peyton Swan, your Athletes of the Week.
11-9 our score as we go into the second quarter. John Pritchett with you here on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNortonSports.com. It's the Crusaders of St. Bernard's. Both teams coming into this game with 3-1 records. Next game for Del Norton will be tomorrow night as Eureka, the Loggers, come to town. Once again, no general admission seating. It'll all be parents only on senior night. But you can listen live on KPOD 97.9 and on DelNortonSports.com. Lito Pavlotti with the ball, dishes it off, has the shot rejected by Caleb Price, but a foul will be called. And that's a case where he took a big swipe at it rather than just going straight up with his arms. Instead, they're going to say that was on Swan. That is his second. So the block was good. They say he fouled him underneath. Crusaders to inbound. Almost stolen. And instead, the Crusaders get it in. Looking to get it inside, and they can't. And they have to give it out to Pavlotti way outside. Lito with the ball. Robeson guarding him. He passes it to Smith, who's in the game. Price on that assignment. Into Shanahan. He's double-teamed, and they say he traveled. Turnover by the Crusaders. And we'll go the other way. It'll be Pinkham that'll bring the ball up court. The stocky 6-foot senior. Passes to Swan and then back to Pinkham. Finds Price in the corner. His 3-pointer grazes the front rim and rebounded by Rawson of St. Bernard's. Pavlotti with the ball stolen cleanly by Robeson. That'll give the sophomore some confidence. He has it in the corner, goes baseline, finds a wide open Connor Price who misses a cripple. And we go the other way. With the ball is Smith. He'll launch a three and nail it. 13-9 the score. A 5-point swing there, as Connor will never have an easier basket than that. Robeson with the ball. Picks up his dribble. Now he's tightly guarded and gets it over to Connor Price, the junior, to Pinkham. 3-pointer on the way. That one is short, but rebounded by Swan. Goes up. Turnaround jumper's good. Swan gets his first points of the night, and it's 14-11. 6:20 to go here in the first half. St. Bernard's in the lead on the Southern Coast Hospital scoreboard. 3-pointer on the way, but Pavlotti nails it. This kid is going to play at another level. I can tell you that right now. Not real big, but very, very smooth. Connor Price with the ball. Gives it over to Pinkham. Ball over his head. Now finds Price. Caleb variety. The Swan thought about the three. Declined it. Tried to get it in to Pinkham. Couldn't. Instead it goes to Robeson. His 3-pointer is no good. But rebounded by Price. Dribble once. Powers his way up and scores. Caleb Price has 8 of Delmore's 13 points, and it's 17-13. Drive baseline cut off by Connor Price. Well done. It results in a turnover as Swan gathers in the ball. Gives it to Price. Gets a screen from little brother, who outweighs him by about 40 pounds. Funny how that works. Now to Pinkham. Pinkham goes baseline, puts it up with the right hand. Off the rim, no good. Judson's getting good looks. They just can't get a shot to go. 3-point shot on the way. Misses. Price with the rebound. He goes to the ground, and he is fouled by Owen Shanahan. Just the second team foul, and he will come to the bench and get a quick breather. 5:03 to go here in the first half. St. Bernard 17, Delmar at 13. And Caleb Dodson will come back in at the next dead ball. He with two fouls. Price with it in the near side corner. Goes baseline, gets a screen from his brother, puts it high off the glass and scores. He's got 10 of Delnor's 15, and it's a two-point lead for the Crusaders. Ball's being kicked around, and eventually Pinkham comes up with it for Delnor. Goes down the left side, gets cut off. Little shake and bake. Quick pass to Swan. He drives in the paint, hands it off to Connor Price, misses another easy one. And Coach Slayton, just all he can do is walk down to the other end of the bench. Three-point shot in the corner is no good. Coming down with it is Swan. Didi outlets it to Caleb Price, and they'll walk it down the court. Price, who is keeping Delnor in this game at this point. Two-point lead for the Crusaders. Robeson with the ball. Tightly guarded. Now he finds Connor. He'll take the three off the rim and rebounded by St. Bernard. That's Dorsch who's in the game. They give it to Pavlotti. And the ball stolen. His pass grabbed by Price. Caleb weaving his way through traffic and eventually picks up the dribble and gives it to Robeson. Robeson penetrates, backs off, and now gives it to Pinkham. Pinkham, the team's leading scorer, still has not had a point tonight. And he comes up on the floor, and timeout will be called as he believes he rolled his ankle. And he has to get up very gingerly and is going slowly to the basket. So Dodson will come in. So it will be the two Price brothers, Dodson, Swan, and Zapata for Delnor. 17-15 our score, 3:30 to go here in the first half. Dodson with the ball way out high, sends it to Zapata on the far side, looking to get it on the low block to Swan. Can't do it. Instead, he gives it to Connor. Now to Price. His three-pointer is up and good for Caleb Price, his third three-pointer of the season. He's got 13 of Delnor's 18, and the Warriors have a one-point lead. Traveling will be called against the Crusaders, and Delnor has a chance to extend its lead. Caleb Price had a pair of three-pointers on Monday on Tuesday against Southport, and he felt comfortable with there. Zapata with the ball. Now he has it looking, finds Price. Well, he took another three. It's a long one. No good. But rebounded by little brother Connor Price, who swings it out to Caleb, goes inside to Swan and goes out of bounds, and they're going to call a foul on Delmore. They say Peyton Swan pushed off to get position, and we'll go to the other end and shoot 1-1. My book has him with 3. But so far, they've not put it on the board. Rebellotti will shoot 1-1. He's 65% this year. That one's good. We're tied at 18. The board is saying it. Third foul on Robeson, but that is not correct. And Swan is now out of the game with 3 fouls. Here's the second shot. It's up, and that one's good. So St. Bernard's takes the lead back, 19-18, with 2:30 to go, first half. Dodson gets the ball, shoots short, rebounded by the Crusaders. That's Smith, who gives it over to Pavlotti, who drives baseline, gets cut off nicely by Zapata. Follow-away jumper is woefully short, and rebounded by Connor Price. Gives it over to Caleb. Caleb, far side, inside now to Zapata. Spins, puts it up with the right hand, no good. Batted around, tracked down by Dodson, who promptly throws it away. And an offensive foul will be called on Pavlotti, who used his offhand elbow to clear space to get past Dodson. Nani Scott comes back in for Del Norte, and Connor Price will go out. Connor, who missed the game against South Fork after suffering a leg injury against Arcata on Saturday. Less than 2 minutes to go. Screen for Dodson, and a foul will be called on Campbell of St. Bernard's, trying to cut him off. Just the fourth team foul of the half against St. Bernard's. Del Norte trailing by one, but with the ball. Dodson backs it off, finds Robeson, who penetrates. Now kicks it over to Dodson, looking. Finds Zapata in the far side corner, 18 to shoot. Now to Dodson inside the paint, pivots, has his shot knocked away. Nice play by Weisner, tries to go coast to coast, and has his shot volleyballed out by Caleb Price. Slams it against the back wall. Crusaders keep possession. And timeout is called on the court with 1:24 to go here in the second quarter. And it's St. Bernard's 19, Del Norte 18 on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Other members of the legendary Sportscasters Club include Del Norte Office Supply, customer service, you should expect that. Santa Cruz Hospital, here for your care. Crescent Cabinets. Need new cabinets? We'll call Crescent Cabinets. Right there in the name. Crescent City at West Schwab Tire, doing the right thing matters. Del Norte Ambulance, now and always, dedicated to serving. And Oat Hill Organic Beef, local grass-fed organic Angus beef. Del Norte plays tomorrow night right here. Tune in Gymnasium on senior night. You can listen to the game live on KPOD 97.9 and DelNorteSports.com. Weisner will inbound for the Crusaders. Kicks it way out to Campbell. Swings it inside. Three-pointer, no good. Batted around, and Scott ends up with it. And Robeson now comes up, Kempe. It looks like he rolled his ankle. And coming into the game for Del Norte will be Cooper Maxwell, the 5'8 sophomore who's seen limited action. And Robeson has to be helped off the court by assistant coach Gabe Lopez. So two of Del Norte's top seven players on the bench with ankle issues. Maxwell, starting quarterback this year for the Del Norte Warrior football team, gets it across the timeline. Now gives it to Price with 1 minute to go. Hands it off to Scott, the sophomore with the ball. Now to Dodson, inside to Maxwell. Pump fake, kicks it back out to Price. He'll pump fake himself, gets into the paint, puts it off the glass, up and in. Caleb Price has been dominant. Not much you can do if you're on defense with that, and the Warriors take a one-point lead. Caleb Dodson steals the ball, will try to go coast-to-coast, loses the handle, but he's all by himself, and he is fouled on the shot and will go for two. Shanahan gets his second foul of the night. Dodson, one of the several Warriors with free throw issues so far this year. That one's good. He's now 2 of 3 at the line. And Del Norte's lead is up to 2. Shanahan comes out with 31.6 seconds to go. Stay tuned for the Hi-Uchi Hamlet halftime report. We got a great guest coming up. Going to be talking about being a parent of two college-level athletes. Second one is no good. Battled around for a while. And a foul will be called on Caleb Price, who was trying as hard as he could to tie up the Crusader rebounder, and that was an ill-advised foul. 27 seconds to go here in the half, and at the line for the Crusaders is Bodie Joyner. He, the quarterback for St. Bernard's High this year, averaging just 2 a game, but bringing senior leadership. One and one. It will not be 2 unless he makes the first one, of course. It's up and it's good, so it will be 2. 21-20, Del Norte in front. Joyner dribbles the ball three times. The right-hander puts it up, and he puts it in. We're tied at 21, and the Warriors can play for the last shot. Maxwell will bring the ball up court. Badalotti will pick him up at the center line. Over to Zepeda on the far side. Gives it to Price. Now to Dodson. The junior with the ball. Finds Zepeda in the corner. Down to 10. Down to 8. Zepeda picks up his dribble. He's trapped. Now he gives it to Price. Price will go baseline. Stops, pops, shoots, short. And it goes out of bounds just as the timer goes off. 21-21. Not a surprise. Two teams that came into the game with 3-1 records will go into the locker room at halftime tied at 21. We'll be back with the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the halftime report, brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll be right back with the first half stats in just a couple of minutes.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
Brought to you by Ingle Marine, a fishing marine outdoor equipment. Go Warriors! Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Get your oil changed in about 15 minutes.
Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride on 97.9 FM, online at kpodfm.com and delnortesports.com. Go!
Every day, you do what you can to stay healthy and fit, and sometimes that includes medical care. So it's good to know that Sutter Coast Hospital is so conveniently close and provides a comprehensive list of specialty services right where you live. Our network offers orthopedics, general surgery, pain management, women's health, pediatrics, hematology and oncology, and the latest technological advances in cancer care, including 3D breast cancer screenings, low-dose lung cancer screenings, and a state-of-the-art infusion center. We also offer imaging and lab services, plus physical therapy and acute rehabilitation. So right here in your neighborhood, you can meet with an oncologist, OBGYN, a general surgeon, or orthopedic surgeon, or take your child to see a caring, compassionate pediatrician. Call us today to find the services you need at 707-464-6715. That's 707-464-6715, or visit sutterhealth.org/coast.
Here's some interesting news. At a time when prices on just about everything are going up, Lisa McCowan, your State Farm agent, has new lower car insurance rates. Yeah, log on to lisamccowan.com, and with State Farm, Lisa will help you save more cash and give you the good neighbor service you deserve. Talk about a real difference for car insurance? Talk to Lisa McCowan in the Mason Mall on 3rd Street in Crescent City. Find out more at lisamckowan.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with Lisa McCowan.
And now it's time for the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report.
Welcome to the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report. 21-21 our score. Del Norte versus St. Bernard's. And we have a very special guest joining us here on the Hiuchi Hamlet halftime report. Nikki Stone.
Hi.
Graciously and beautifully joined us here. And Nikki, you are the proud mother of a series of Warrior athletes that have been in these hallowed halls.
Yes.
Let's start off with your oldest.
Yes. Ethan King is actually graduating college here in a couple of weeks.
Played football here, was a 3-year starter at center.
Yep.
And then played football at Southern Oregon.
Yep.
And I know it didn't work out as well as he hoped it would. They brought in some folks, but all in all, good experience for him.
Yeah, absolutely. He was glad that he did it. He made some great lifelong friends and had really good workouts while he was there. So we're proud of him for sticking it out as long as he did.
And then that was followed by Luke, who promptly became a 3-year starter at center for Del Norte.
Yes.
And he is now at, it used to be
Northwest Christian.
And now it's
Bushnell University.
And that's in Eugene, literally next door to the University of Oregon, just a half block away from Size Pizza. I know it's important in Eugene. I can also tell you where Prince Buckler's ice cream is.
Yep, that's another important one.
And he's taking part in track?
Yes, track and field. He does shot put, discus. Actually, those two are the only ones right now.
And then your daughter?
Yes, Kayla is she's about to be a senior. She's a junior. She does a little bit of everything. She's done volleyball, track and field, and cheerleading.
As a parent, what have you seen athletics give your children?
Oh, man. Self-discipline, determination, hard work. They have all really worked hard to, you know, do the best that they can and be really good leaders on their team, so it's been good for them.
What would you tell parents, especially maybe parents, young parents, their children are maybe in grade school, maybe just getting into junior high, and they want to get involved, be it athletics or music or dance or drama or theater or whatever? What advice would you give young parents in that situation?
Man, I just feel like it's really important to keep your kids active in something. You need to find something that they like. They may not always like it, but for me, even when the kids struggled with going to practice or whatever, in the end, they 100% would say that it was worth every practice that they went to, the friends that they made, the coaches that they got to work with. It was all worth it to be able to learn these life lessons that help them in the real world.
Nikki Stone joining us here on the Hiachi Hamlet Halftime Report. 21-21 our score, Del Norte versus St. Bernard's. Now we're going to talk about something else.
Yes.
Something very important, and congratulations, you are the incoming president of the Crescent City Rotary Club.
Yeah, thank you.
And notice I am wearing my Rotary pin.
Oh, nice. I don't have to sign you then.
That's right. I don't see yours.
I don't have one.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah, that's.
But you have a lot of great things planned for this coming year.
Thank you. I'm excited. We've, this last year with COVID, the club voted on coming down to 2 meetings a month, meeting in person. And what we've decided to do is the first meeting of the month, we're going to try to make it an event. So have some speakers, have some events, activities, where hopefully we can start reaching more people and getting back out in the community, getting some younger members to come in and get involved, and just make it a great year. We're really excited.
Is there any particular project or theme that Rotary is going to be taking on this year?
There is, and I probably should know that. I'm not sure. That's a terrible thing for an incoming president to not know. But yes, I'll get back to you on that one.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about Rotary real quick.
Oh,
it's a service organization that does a lot of work both in the community and worldwide.
Yes. One of their big things is they've cured polio to this day. So, you know, that's been a huge thing.
Just 2 nations in the world still have polio.
Okay.
Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Gotcha.
And a large part of that is in part because of the Gates Foundation, but also Rotarians worldwide who donate to the Polio Plus program.
Yes, it's been all over in the news and everything, just what great results they've had, and I'm excited to be a part of it this year.
It's going to be an exciting year for the Crescent City Rotary Club, and we want to thank you for keep sending these kids through that have been not only terrific athletes at Del Norte High, but terrific people.
Well, thank you. That means a lot to me to hear that my kids are being respectful and that their teachers like them, their coaches like them because they're great kids and not just good athletes.
They weren't respectful and polite, you would be
all over their case.
Yeah, I was going to say mama bear.
Yes, for sure.
Nikki Stone, thank you so much for joining us tonight, and keep up the good work, and it's going to be a great year for Rotary.
Thanks so much, John. Thanks for having me.
21-21 our score. We'll be back with more at the Hiachi Hamlet Halftime Report after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time to now for the Halftime Report, brought to you by the Hiuchi Hamlet on Highway 199 in Hiuchi. We'll be right back with the first half stats in just a couple of minutes.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Hiuchi Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Now, it's time for the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report.
Welcome back to Tunin Gymnasium. 21-21 our score. Delmar versus St. Bernard's in this humble Delmar League battle. Midway through this short spring COVID 2021 season. And it's been an interesting game so far. Delmar being carried on the broad shoulders of senior Caleb Price, who has 15 points. He has 15 of Delmar's 21. The Crusaders, likewise, being led by Lito Pavolati. He has 13. Eight of those came in the first quarter. Joyner has two. Rawson has one. Shanahan has two. That's well below his 11.5 points a game average. And Smith has three. For Delmar, as mentioned, Price has 15. Swan has two. Dodson has two. And Zapata has a pair as well. This has been the Hiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. The Hiuchi Hamlet with hot drinks and cold snacks. With cold drinks and hot snacks. Everything you want. Everything you need. If they don't have it, you don't need it. The Hiuchi Hamlet, located on U.S. Highway 199 in Hiuchi. And we are underway with the second half. Warriors with the ball going left to right now. Pinkham back in after rolling his ankle. He has the ball on the far side. Launches the three. And that one is good. Pinkham breaks the ice barrier that he was in the first half, and Delmar now has a three-point lead as the team's leading scorer is now in the book. Ball's poked away by Dodson from Shanahan, and he tracks it down, gets it back. Dodson all over the sophomore, puts it up. Offensive foul is called against Shanahan as Caleb Price pays for it with his body. And Shanahan now comes up, Kimpy. It's one of those games. And that will be Shanahan's third foul, the talented sophomore. Caleb Dodson brings the ball up court, gives it to Zapata right in front of the Warrior bench. Gets it back, now far side to Pinkham, who swings it back to Dodson. He traveled. Yeah, took off before he started dribbling. The turnover on the Warriors, 24-21, Warriors in 7-13 to go third quarter on the Santa Cruz Hospital scoreboard. Pavolati will bring the ball up, gives it over to Visner. He has to give it up, three-pointer on the way, no good, rebounded by Pinkham. Pinkham will bring the ball up court, quick pass inside to Dodson, turn around, has his shot blocked, and will go the other way. That was Visner. Pavolati, reverse layup, can't make this one. Maybe a little too fancy. And now Dodson will walk the ball up court for the Warriors. Delmar up by three. To Zapata. Looking. Finds Dodson at the top of the key. Now to Pinkham. Wide open three on the way. Looks good. Is good. Back-to-back threes for Jensen Pinkham. And Delmar's lead is now six. After going about 0-for-12 in the first half, back-to-back baskets for the senior. Foul will be called on Delmar. And that will be on Dodson, his third. And that brings Wyatt Robeson into the game instantly. He also rolled his ankle in the first half. Inside, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Swan. So Visner will inbound again. Lobs it out to Pavolati. Quick pass to Visner. Now he'll drive baseline. Gets cut off by Pinkham. Shanahan drives off the glass. Too strong. and rebounded by Zepeda. Gives it to Robeson. Gets it across the timeline and hands it off to the senior Pinkham. Now to Zepeda on the far side. Warriors running a motion offense. Finds Pinkham. Fakes it up. Swings it over to Zepeda. Three-pointer on the way. High arching shot. Misses everything, but Price gets the rebound. Batted around for a while. Still loose. Finally gathered in by Visner of St. Bernard. Inside. Shot goes up. Misses. Gets his own rebound. And gives a point to Remy Campbell. His first basket of the night. And it's 27-23. Delnord in front. 5:25 to go third quarter. Pinkham. Three-pointer on the way. Three in a row. Judson Pinkham, scoreless in the first half, has nine in the first 2 minutes of the quarter, third quarter. But answering the call is Drew Visner from downtown. And it's a four-point lead for Delmar at 30-26. Robeson is fouled on his way to the basket. And that will be Visner's second. And Robeson will go to the line to shoot two. Here comes the first one. Robeson 3-for-5 at the line this year. He is now 3-for-6 at the line this year. Delnor shooting just 49% as a team at the free throw line in the first four games this season. That one in and out, and rebounded by the Crusaders. Joyner gives it over to Pavlotti. Robeson in the defensive stance, swings it over to Shanahan. Now they bring it back around Visner. Long three-pointer is good. So Visner, back-to-back ones as well, and it's a one-point game, 30-29. It was 21-21 at halftime. Price with the ball on the far side of the court. Finds Pinkham. He's feeling it. Perfect. Bingo. The fourth tray of the quarter for Judson Pinkham. And it's 33-29. Visner, who's hit back-to-back threes himself, instead he penetrates. Battle goes on underneath, and a foul's going to be called. And the foul is on Robeson of Delnord, his first. Second team foul. Visner to inbound. Gives it over to Campbell. Back to Visner. Drives. Stops. Campbell. Three-pointer on the way. Off the iron. No good. It goes out of bounds. Delnord possession. Robeson will bring the ball up court. Four-point Warrior lead. Sophomore dribbling with his left hand, way out high. Gets it to Price, right in front of the Warrior bench. The senior inside and gets poked away on the pass. And Delnord will have the ball. 3:45 to go third quarter. Delnord 3-1 this season. St. Bernard's 3-1 this season. Zepeda has it in the front court. Gives it over to Pinkham. Now he finds Swan. Swan will take the three, a little too strong, but rebounded by Zepeda. Has the ball poked away, but it goes right to Caleb Price. And Delnord will set things up with a fresh shot clock. Now to Robeson. Way out high. Pass is stolen, then re-stolen, then stolen again. And eventually Pavlotti gets it, goes up for the shot from the left side, and he's fouled. Good hustle by both teams. And they called a foul on Price, his third. That's a big one. Shot is up. Shot is good. 4-5 at the line now, Pavlotti, with another one coming. So Coach Slayton has to figure out what he's going to do. He's going to leave Price in. Second one is too strong, and Price comes up with it. Almost has the ball stolen, but eventually gives it to Robeson. Cross the timeline. Pavlotti guarding him. Ball's almost stolen. Instead, gives it over to Pinkham. He'll launch the three long from way downtown, but rebounded by Zepeda. His shot underneath's no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up. Puts it in. He is fouled. He will go to the line to shoot one. Bisner picks up his third foul. And Zepeda, who came into this game averaging 12, has a chance for his fifth point right now at the free throw stripe, with Delmar leading by five. Shot is up. Shot is good. Zepeda has five. Delmar's lead is six. Cavallotti with the ball. Over to Bisner. Long three-pointer is pure. His third three of the quarter. And that was from almost in front of the scorer's table. From way downtown. Pinkham with the ball to Price. At the top of the key, now to Zepeda. Right in front of the bench. Now to Pinkham, who will launch. His shot is also good. Five three-pointers. And timeout is called by St. Bernard as it's turned into the Judson Pinkham and Drew Bisner show. Pinkham with five three-pointers in the third quarter. Bisner with three of his own. And it's a 39-33 lead, Del Norte, with 2:17 to go here in the third quarter. Warrior broadcasts are brought to you by the members of the legendary Sportscasters Club, which includes Eco Nutrients, local organic fertilizers for the backyard gardener in you. More John, Napa Auto Parts. Count on More John to get you back on the road fast. Del Norte Tire, the Barnes family says, our roots are here, not just our branches. H&R Block, get your maximum refund guaranteed. And Hambro WSG, recycling, storage, truck repair, and waste removal. That's Hambro WSG. Tomorrow night, Del Norte will be back here as the Warriors play host to Eureka on senior night. Unfortunately, because of COVID, it will just be parents, no fans, but you can listen to the game live on KPOD 97.9 and DelNorteSports.com. Crusaders to inbound the ball. No pressure by Del Norte. 39-33. Warriors up by six with a couple minutes plus to go here in the third quarter. Vito Pepelotti, the transfer from Stockton with Robeson guarding him. Gives it over to Shanahan, far side. Del Norte, of course, in their man-to-man defense. Shanahan has it. Pinkham guarding. Now gives it over to Bisner. He'll take the long three. That one's no good. Battle for it. Rebounded. Shot is blocked by Del Norte, and eventually it's tossed out by Pinkham while laying on his back. Swan goes to the hoop, misses it. Rebounded by Zepeda. His shot bounced three times on the rim before bounding out. But he will go to the line to shoot two. Heads up play by Pinkham. As Zepeda misses the first free throw. Into the game is Peyton Smith as Bodie Joyner comes out. Here's Zepeda's second shot. That one is good. Del Norte doing better at the free throw line tonight than they have the past two games. Not great, but better. 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Warriors up by 7, 40-33 on the Syracuse Hospital scoreboard. Pavelotti hands it off to Rawson. Puts up the shot. Maybe blocked by Price, but nice hustle by Pavelotti. Three-pointer on the way by Weisner, and that one hits the front rim and then bounces up and over the backboard out of bounds. Little pressure this time by the Crusaders. Warriors get it across the timeline. Robeson finds a wide open Price who gives it over to Zepeda, and he is fouled. No shot. Foul is on Peyton Smith. And Pinkham will inbound underneath his own basket. Gets it to Zepeda. Inside to Swan, dribbling with his left hand, hands it off to Price. Pretty play as Price picks up his 17th point of the night. And Delnor's lead is up to 9. It was 21-21 at halftime. Crusaders led most of the first half. Delnor has kind of dominated the third quarter thanks to the incredible three-point shooting display by Judson Pinkham. Ball is stolen by Price, and the Warriors take it the other way. 36 on the game clock, 30 on the shot clock. Pinkham with it on the far side, looking to get it into Swan. Still trying, finally does, near the low block. Kicks it back out to Pinkham. He'll take the three. No. And rebound it by the Crusaders, who have a chance to play for the last shot with 15 seconds. To Visner. Gives it up to Shanahan on the block. Puts it up with his right hand. Pretty play by the sophomore. Just his fourth point of the night. 3 seconds. Price will take the long three. No. Looks good for a second, but bounds away. Judson Pinkham with 5 3-pointers lifts Del Norte to a 42-35 lead as we go into the fourth quarter. We'll be back with the final 8 minutes of regulation after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Athlete of the Week, and it's brought to you by Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance. Call your local State Farm agent, Lisa McCowan, for your auto, renter's, home, and life insurance. 707-465-1799. And the Athletes of the Week are Blaine Winningham and Peyton Swan from track. The two Warrior seniors collected two of the white stars the Warriors earned at the Humboldt Del Norte League Track Championship meet held Saturday at Fortuna High School. Blaine Winningham and Peyton Swan, your Athletes of the Week. This has been your Athlete of the Week, brought to you by Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance. Call Lisa when you want great service and State Farm Insurance. And that was your Athlete of the Week.
8 minutes of basketball remaining here in TuneIn Gymnasium. John Pritchett with you here on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNorteSports.com. Our score, Del Norte 42, St. Bernard's 35, as the Warriors try to make it 10 straight wins. That's hard to believe. But 10 straight wins over a very good St. Bernard's team. The Crusaders will start the fourth quarter with the ball. That's Pavolotti with Robeson guarding him. Now over to Visner, and he'll take one from almost the center circle. Misses it. Caleb Price skies high for the rebound. Gives it over to Zepeda. His shot is intercepted by Visner. Now to Shanahan. He'll take the off-balance three, but he'll drain it. And that cuts the lead to 42-38. Pressure now by the Crusaders. And timeout will be called by Del Norte, as Coach Slayton wants to make sure his team is on the right page against that press. 7:26 to go, fourth quarter. Del Norte 42, St. Bernard's 38. And Warrior Athletics brought to you by Chimney Craft, working for you since 92. Chimney Craft has been keeping you warm and happy. England Marine, fishing, marine, outdoor equipment, go Warriors. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Get your oil changed in about 15 minutes. Curry Equipment, your one-stop shop for power equipment in Crescent City and in Brookings. Crescent City Glass, if it's glass, they work with it. Serving you since 1947. And McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services for tax, bookkeeping, and payroll services. It's McFerrin. Next week, it will be Del Norte girls on Monday and Wednesday, Del Norte boys on Tuesday and Thursday. All those games will be broadcast live on KPOD and DelNorteSports.com. Warriors will inbound at midcourt. Robeson gets it to Pinkham. And the senior will dribble and has the ball knocked away by Shanahan, who gives it over to Pavolotti, who misses an easy one, but there is Shanahan to lay it up and in. 5 straight unanswered points for the Crusaders, and it's back to a 2-point lead. Zepeda kicks it out to Pinkham, and the ball is knocked away out of bounds. Warriors keep possession. Wasn't that long ago, Del Norte led by 9. Now they lead by 2. To Robeson. Robeson dribbling with the left hand to Zepeda. Way outside. Now back to Robeson. 19 to shoot. Inside to Price. Puts it off the glass. Too strong. And we'll go the other way. Shanahan, the sophomore, hands it off. Drive. That's Smith. all the way in the baseline. Kicks it off to Visner. He'll go back baseline. Kicks it back to Smith, and he stepped on the line. Turnover against the Crusaders. Inbounds by Pinkham, and quick break in the game. So for Delnord, it's going to be Pinkham, Dodson, Caleb Price, Zeta, and Swan. Starting five is in for the Warriors. Foul problems are an issue. And timeout is called by Mark Slayton, and he saw something that he was very unhappy about, and he's letting his team know it. 6:32 to go, 42-40. This has been a very interesting game. The Crusaders led for most of the first half, but Dillard rallied in the final couple minutes of the second quarter, and it was tied at 21 at halftime. At the start of the third quarter, Delnord senior Judson Pinkham came out on fire. Not one, not two, not three, not four, but five three-pointers in the third quarter. 15 points lifted the Warriors to a 42-35 lead. But super sophomore Owen Shanahan of the Crusaders hits a three and hits a two-pointer, while the Warriors have been stymied here in the fourth quarter. And the result is a 42-40 lead for Delnord. Both teams, 3-1. Ball's almost stolen, but Pinkham manages to hold on to it. And the Warriors will get things set up. Inside to Price, outside to Swan. Pump fake, puts up the teardrop, scores. Peyton Swan has four. And Delnord's lead is four with 6:15 to go. Near side to Smith, right in front of the Crusader bench. Now back to Pavlotti. The transfer gets it back, sends it over to Smith again. His shot rims out and rebounded by Caleb Price. Thought about hitting a streaking Peyton Swan and instead gives it over Pinkham. His pass into the corner is knocked out of bounds. Delnord keeps the ball with a four-point lead. Pinkham gives it over to Caleb Price. Wearing a badge of honor on his face, Pinkham has the ball poked away. It goes in the backcourt, but he tracks it down. Instead gets it to Zepeda. He'll put it up with the right hand and score. Zepeda, probably the steadiest Warrior all season, lifts Delnord to a six-point lead with 5:33 to go. Shanahan with the ball, kicks it out to Visner. His three-pointer is no good. Price with another rebound, and he is fouled hard. And Price did not like the enthusiasm of that foul by Demetrius Rawson. His second, sixth team foul against the Crusaders. So Warriors will be in the bonus the rest of the way. Delnord has just three team fouls themselves. Full court pressure, a 1-2-2 look, and Delnord quickly breaks it. Zepeda with the eight-footer. Back-to-back baskets for the junior. And Delnord has stretched what was a two-point lead less than a minute ago out to eight, 48-40, with just over 5 minutes to go in regulation. With the ball is Smith. Kicks it over to Pavlotti, far side. They're going to play catch. Ball is tried to get it inside, tipped away. Pinkham has the ball. He'll slow it down. Cross-court pass to Price. Now to Zepeda. He finds Dodson. Now to Pinkham. His three-pointer is good. His sixth of the night. Timeout. St. Bernard's. It has been the Judson Pinkham show since halftime. Warriors by 11, 51-40, 4:41 to go here in the fourth quarter. More members of the legendary Sportscasters Club. Delnord Office Supply, customer service, you should expect that. Center Coast Hospital, here for your care. Crescent Cabinets, do you need new cabinets? Yes, I do. I really do. You know who I need to call? Call Crescent Cabinets. That would make my wife very happy. Crescent City, Les Schwab Tire Center, for doing the right thing matters. Delnord Ambulance, now and always dedicated to serving an Ode Hill organic beef. Last night in girls action, Delnord fell to St. Bernard's as the Warriors' three-game win streak came to an end. I was hoping we might get a score from the Del Norte Eureka game, but so far I don't see anything. So, hey, fans down there, if you want to text me, I would appreciate it. That number is 218-7879. That might have been a mistake saying that, but anyway, my phone's going to blow up now. So the Crusaders will inbound. 51-40 our score on the Citicos Hospital scoreboard. Cavallotti will bring the ball up court. Dodson guarding him. Warriors have done a great job clamping down on the very talented senior. Ball is poked away briefly by Swan, but gathered back up by the Crusader. Double teamed on the block. Shot goes up, and we got a foul, and it's going to be against Del Norte. Two shots coming up. And the foul is on Swan. That will be number four on the senior. Pavlotti goes to the line for two. Deep knee bend. Shot goes up. Short. Remains an 11-point lead for Del Norte. Before the game, Coach Slayton was flat-out honest. He thought this game was going to be a real challenge for his team, and it still is. As Pavlotti misses them both, Price comes up with a rebound. But the Warriors have responded after a slow start. Del Norte has just been on fire, led by Judson Pinkham. Price with the ball, gives it to Dodson out high. Into the corner, he'll take, as Judson Pinkham gets the ball in the far side corner, launches an off-balance three, and it goes in. Can you say 7 3-pointers, 21 points, all in the second half for the Del Norte senior. 54-40 our score. With 3 minutes and 40 seconds to go. With the ball is Joyner. Gives it to Pavlotti, loses the handle, picks it back up, puts it up with the right hand. He is fouled, and he'll go to the line to shoot two. That will be Dodson's fourth foul. So Dodson has four, Swan has four, Price has three for Del Norte. For the Crusaders, Shanahan has three, Bisner has three. Free throw is good. And that cuts the margin to 13 with 3:33 to go. Tomorrow night, Eureka comes to town. And then four games next week. Two boys games, two girls games to conclude the 2021 spring season. Full court press by the Crusaders. The Warriors break it, and they turn it into a fast break with Caleb Dodson laying it up with the left hand for the basket. He's got four, and Del Norte's lead is 56-42. Offensive foul is called against Pavlotti, and taking the charge for the second time tonight is Caleb Price, and timeout is called on the court. As Del Norte has turned what was a 21-21 score at halftime into a 56-42 lead, with 3:16 remaining in the game. And gives us one more chance to say hello to Sportscaster Club members, Eco Nutrients, local organic fertilizers for the backyard gardener and you, and Morjon Napa Auto Parts. Count on Morjon. Oh, one of the cheerleaders, she's okay. She was doing a tumbling routine that ended a little short, but she's all right. That was scary. Once again, Morjon Napa Auto Parts. Count on Morjon to get you back on the road fast. And, of course, our scoreboard sponsor, Sutter Coast Hospital, and the Haiuchi Hamlet, sponsor of the Haiuchi Hamlet Halftime Report. I want to thank Nikki Stone for coming up and talking to us about being a parent of athletes at Del Norte High and also about all the great things happening with the Crescent City Rotary Club. We do appreciate that, Nikki. So Del Norte will get the ball. Full court pressure by the Crusaders as Del Norte now leads by 14 with just over 3 minutes to go. Price to inbound. Shanahan guarding him. Ball goes in to Dodson. They get it to Pinkham. He thought about the three. He was feeling it, but realized there was no sense in pulling the trigger so early in the shot clock. Price shoots, has it blocked by from behind by Shanahan, but the ball goes out of bounds, and Delner gets possession. 3:01 remaining. Full court pressure by the Crusaders as they try to get some turnovers out of Del Norte. Ball goes in to Dodson. Quick pass to Price. Now to Pinkham across the timeline. Driving on the left side. He'll go all the way to the hoop. Misses, but rebounded by Zepeda, who doesn't. Zepeda extends the lead to 58-42. Shot goes up. Shanahan gets the offensive rebound. A foul is going to be called on Zepeda. And non-shooting. Just his second. 10 points now for Zepeda. He's averaging 12. 21 points for Judson Pinkham. His career high is 23 as the ball's knocked out of bounds and the Crusaders keep possession. In the first half, it was Caleb Price who kept Del Norte in the game. As Favilotti gets it now to Visner, he'll take the three short, and Dodson will get the rebound. You have to think that Crusaders are going to have to start fouling really soon. And there it is, as Favilotti bumps into Dodson from behind. He'll go to the line to shoot 1-1. Dodson 2-4 at the line tonight. And came into the game 3-8. As mentioned, the Warriors less than 50% coming into this game from the charity stripe this year. 2:27 to go. Here's Dodson's first. It's up. It's too strong, but rebounded by Zepeda, and he is fouled and will go to the line to shoot 1-1. Picking up that foul is Peyton Smith, just his second, but ninth team foul. So with the next Crusader foul, Del Norte will be in the double bonus. 2:25 to go, 58-42. Zepeda, 9 of 14 at the line coming into tonight. Swishes that one. And for his efforts, he'll get a second shot. Makes it. And it's 60-42. And what was a very tight game has turned into close to a rout. Three-pointer on the way off the rim and picked up all the way in the front court by Dodson. And offensive foul is called on him as Bevelotti hustled back and took the charge. Nice play by the senior. And that will be his fifth foul. And Dodson will check out with 4 points. And Wyatt Robeson comes in for the final 2:08 of the game. With the ball is Joyner, kicks it out, drives. Pinkham cuts off the baseline. The ball goes out of bounds off of Remy Campbell in the corner. As got a little situation where we had Crusaders coming into the game before they were beckoned, so they'll have to stay on the court. Price gives it to Pinkham. Bounce pass now to Robeson. He's triple team, but he finds Zepeda. His pass is knocked back into his own hands and then knocked out of his hands by Campbell. We'll go the other way. Sabulati driving, cut off by Robeson. Nice job there. And they're going to call double dribble on him. And that kind of describes the second half for the Crusaders, where Del Norte got red hot, specifically Judson Pinkham, and the Crusaders just unable to find an answer. Swan with the ball now, 90 seconds remaining in the game. Robeson out way out high. Now to Zepeda on the far side. Back to Robeson. 15 to shoot. Inside to Swan. Goes up. Puts it off the glass and in. Swan has 6. And Dillard's lead is 20. Pass inside by Visner. Gets knocked away. Three-pointer by Pavolati hits nothing. And it will be Dillard's ball. Less than a minute to go. And this second half has to be is just a shocker. Pinkham to Swan in the corner. Has the ball batted away, but Pinkham tracks it down and hands it off to Robeson. Delmar will go to 4-1 this year as the Crusaders will fall to 3-2. As Warriors will run this clock out as far as they can. The Price now to Robeson, takes a look at the shot clock. The Price 14-footer rattles home. And that will be the proverbial cherry on top of the sundae. As Delnorn's lead is now 64-42 with 15 seconds remaining. Babalotti will take the three-pointer. He's fouled and will go to the line for 3 shots. Robeson gets the foul. Here comes Cooper Maxwell back into the game for Delnorn. It looked dire for Delnorn, especially when Pinkham and Robeson both turned ankles in the first half. And the shot's short. And the Crusaders were leading by 9. But Delnor rallied late in the second quarter to tie it at 21 at halftime. And then Judson Pinkham just went off. Second free throw of the 3 is good. He'll get one more. Here comes Babalotti. Puts it up hard, tried to miss the shot and get on his own rebound, but the Warriors corral it. And Pinkham will take the ball across the timeline, and that will be the ball game. Judson Pinkham with 7 three-pointers in the second half puts Delnort on his broad shoulders and takes them to a 64-43 win over a very good St. Bernard's team. We'll be back with the post-game show after this. We're broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. You're listening to Del Norte Sports.
It's time now for the Del Norte Warrior post-game show. We'll have all the stats and information to tonight's game coming up next.
Del Norte Warrior Sports, broadcasting live with Warrior Pride. Thanks to our legendary sportscasters.
And brought to you by McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Services for tax, bookkeeping, and payroll services. And Del Norte Office Supply. Customer service, you should expect that.
Broadcasting live with Warrior Pride on 97.9 FM, online at kpodfm.com and delnortesports.com. Go Warriors!
It's the doctors who listen with more than a stethoscope. It's the staff committed to helping you stay healthy and fit. At Sutter Coast Hospital, we offer primary care for you and your family when you need us, where you need us. Our network of highly skilled doctors and nurse practitioners take care of you and your family through every stage of life, from regular checkups and routine exams to diagnosing and treating serious health problems. Whether you're sick or just want some good health advice, our primary care clinicians are here for you. Our services include internal medicine, pediatrics, gynecology, and obstetrics, plus geriatrics and services for seniors. We even have a walk-in clinic open 7 days a week for common problems like cuts, coughs, sprains, or sports injuries. Sutter Coast Hospital offers primary care in Crescent City and Brookings, Oregon. Visit sutterhealth.org/coast to learn more. That's sutterhealth.org/coast. Sutter Health. It's 1,000 things big and small.
The Hiuchi Hamlet, nestled in the Redwoods by the Smith River, is your store of convenience. Whether you're spending the day at the river swimming, fishing, hiking, camping, or just taking a leisurely drive, Hiuchi Hamlet has everything you need, from hot snacks, cold beverages, and groceries, to fishing tackle and gas. Stop in to see what kind of goodies you can find whenever you're nearby. Paiucci Hamlet, proud supporters of the Del Norte Warriors.
Here's some interesting news. At a time when prices on just about everything are going up, Lisa McCowan, your State Farm agent, has new lower car insurance rates. Yeah, log on to lisamccowan.com, and with State Farm, Lisa will help you save more cash and give you the good neighbor service you deserve. Talk about a real difference for car insurance? Talk to Lisa McCowan in the Mason Mall on 3rd Street in Crescent City. Find out more at lisamckowan.com. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with Lisa McCowan.
And now it's time for the Del Norte Warrior Basketball Postgame Show right here.
Del Norte turns what was a 21-21 score at halftime into a 64-43 victory over St. Bernard's tonight here in Tunum Gymnasium. John Pritchett with you here with the postgame report. And the story of the game is Judson Pinkham, who just could not buy a basket. There was a 2x4 over the top of it every time he shot in the first half. He was scoreless. Not from lack of trying, just could not get the ball to drop. Came out to start the third quarter, nailed the three-pointer, and after that, it was lights out. 5 three-pointers in the third quarter, 2 more in the fourth, 21 altogether in the half, and that paved the way to the Warrior victory, as Del Norte improves to 4-1 on the season. First half, it was Caleb Price who carried the Warriors. 15 first half points for that senior. He finished with 19 overall, as well above his season average of 11. Edwin Zepeda pitched in with 14. Peyton Swan had 6. Caleb Dodson had 4. And playing but not scoring, Cooper Maxwell, Wyatt Robeson, who actually played very well defensively, helping contain very talented point guard for the Crusaders, Lito Fabolotti. Donnie Scott did not score, and Connor Price, the same story as well. For the Crusaders, who fall to 3-2 this season, Fabolotti led the way with 17 points. Drew Visner, who had 3 three-pointers of his own in the third quarter for the Crusaders, had 9. Owen Shanahan, very good sophomore. He is going to be a very good one. He had 7. Peyton Smith had 3. Remy Campbell had 2. Demetrius Rawson had 1. Playing but not scoring was Aiden Dorsch. So Del Norte, as mentioned, goes to 4-1. We'll be back here tomorrow night as Eureka comes to town. The Loggers will play against Del Norte on senior night. The seniors will be honored. However, please note, parents only, as it's been all season. No general admission seating will be allowed, but the game will be broadcast here on KPOD 97.9 FM and DelNorteSports.com. Next week, full slate of games Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Del Norte girls playing on Monday and Wednesday. Del Norte boys on Tuesday and Thursday. We'll have all those games covered with Mad Dog John Horner and myself here on the road and in Tunum Gymnasium. Well, that should wrap things up here, where Del Norte has claimed a 64-43 victory over the Crusaders of St. Bernard. For JD back in the studio, the engineer with the engineer without peer, we thank you so much, big guy. Great to have you back in the seat. General Manager Larry Tempe, for President Mike Wilson and the entire Bicoastal Media family, I'm John Pritchett. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much to our sponsors, the members of the legendary Sportscaster Club. Without them, Warrior Athletics would not be on the air. As mentioned, we'll be back here tomorrow night, Tunum Gymnasium, Del Norte versus Eureka High, tip-off at 7:30. Pre-game show at about 7:20 here on KPOD and DelNorteSports.com. Once again, our final score tonight, Warriors capture a 4-43 victory over St. Bernard's. Good night, everybody. Please drive safely, and may God bless.
You've been listening to the Del Norte Warrior Basketball Game of the Night, and it's brought to you in part by Center Coast Hospital, Lisa McCowan State Farm Insurance, Paiucci Hamlet, Del Norte Tire, H&R Block, Ambro WSG, Chimney Craft, Ingle Marine, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, Curry Equipment, Crescent City Glass, McFerrin's Tax and Bookkeeping Service, Del Norte Office Supply, Crescent Cabinets, Crescent City Les Schwab Tire Center, Del Norte Ambulance, Oat Hill Organic Beef, and Eco Nutrients. This has been a Bi-Coastal Media Sports presentation.